My name is John Erling, and today's date is July 30th, 2025. So would you state your full name, please?
Monsignor Gregory Arthur Gear.
Your date of birth?
July the 20th, 1941.
Makes your present age?
84.
Just recently having celebrated a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Gear. Is there any story to the name Gear?
Not particularly. My great-grandmother announced to her family in Germany after the Franco-Prussian War that he had gotten her father, he had gotten her uncles, he had gotten her husband and all her brothers, and he was not going to get her five sons. And she put those five boys on a ship and came to America.
And he meaning?
The Kaiser.
Yeah.
And Gear, my family traces its roots back to the River Gear in Alsace-Lorraine.
Okay. Your title, Monsignor.
Mm-hmm.
What does Monsignor mean as opposed to being a priest, and how are you given that title?
Okay. Well, the word Monsignor translates into English as my Lord. And it is an old, old title in the Roman Catholic Church. If you go back far enough, the heads of the papal states were Monsignors. And it was a title that was given to someone who ruled over the papal states. As it has come down, Monsignor is simply an honorary title that is conferred upon a priest who has been recommended, and the title is conferred by the Holy Father personally onto a priest who has been recommended, most normally by his bishop, for an honor to receive this honor. In our diocese, Bishop Slattery had the vicar general of the diocese, who is like the second in command, like the vice president of the diocese. He was made of a Monsignor because he stood in the stead of the bishop. The rector of the cathedral was made a Monsignor because the rector is, the real pastor of the cathedral is the bishop, and so the rector is one who stands in his place. And so the Bishop Slattery thought that those two men should be made Monsignor. And that's when we had our first two Monsignors, when Monsignor Dennis Cullen Dorney and Monsignor James Halpine were made Monsignors, because Dennis Dorney was the Vicar General, James Halpine was the Rector of the Cathedral. Then 10 years later, he made four more Monsignors. The new Rector of the Cathedral, the new Vicar General, the head of the Permanent Diaconate Program in the diocese, and then the priest who was then the pastor of Christ the King, who had run a big Senate thing that we did in the research thing in the diocese. And that man is now the Bishop of Reno, Nevada.
Oh. You became Monsignor by which pope?
John Paul II.
And where did that take place?
It took place a little ceremony in Holy Family Cathedral when our bishop presented me with the parchment that said that I had been made a Monsignor by the pope. And my parchment is signed by John Paul II.
Yeah.
It's genuine parchment because it comes from Rome.
Right. And it's probably behind glass and all somewhere.
At the present time it is. It's hanging in my office at Holy Family, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
Right next to my ordination statement and my academic degrees.
We're recording this interview on the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma. Where were you born?
I was born in Wichita, Kansas, St. Francis Hospital.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where
Carney.
She was born?
My mother was, her name was Carney, and she was a little Irish girl, and they lived in the north end of Wichita, Kansas, which was the Irish section of Wichita, Kansas at that time. And she even was raised in St. Patrick's Parish in Wichita, Kansas. And when I was born, my father and mother lived in my grandmother's house with my grandmother. Well, my grandmother died 3 months before I was born, but that's where they lived.
What was her personality like?
Well, she would have been a little more the introvert than my father. My father was an automobile salesman, and they used to joke that my father could sell ice boxes to Eskimos.
Yeah.
And he worked in the automobile business his whole life. In fact, in 1955, my father had worked for Studebaker Corporation for 35 years.
Oh, and his name?
Clarence Aloysius Gear.
And then where was he born and grew up?
Chillicothe, Missouri, which is where my grandmother took the boys.
Okay.
So his father was one of the five boys that came from Germany.
So he had a salesman's personality.
Oh, Lord, yes. And I inherited an awfully lot of his personality. much more so than my mother. My mother's very Irish and melancholy and all of that kind of Irish personality thing. She had a great sense of humor, and my father had a phenomenal sense of humor. But my mother was much more the quiet person.
So then your mother was Irish, mm-hmm. and your father was...
German, which was a very common mix in the Catholic Church in the early 1900s. Because there were a lot of Irish immigrants and a lot of German immigrants, and they were both Catholics, and they could come together on religious principles and norms and values. And if they say historically in the United States of America, some of the most successful and long-term marriages were between the Irish and the Germans, especially if the Irish was a woman and the German was the man.
What difference did that make?
I imagine who thought they should be in charge. My mother was very Irish in the sense that my father always thought he was in charge.
Okay, let's talk about your education. And where did you first go to school, elementary?
Well, my very first and only experience in a public school was at the public grade school in Oklahoma City, Gatewood Grade School in Oklahoma City. And I went there to kindergarten because the Catholic school didn't have a kindergarten. Then from first through eighth grade, I went to Rosary School in Oklahoma City, which is the Catholic grade school connected to St. Francis of Assisi Parish. And then from there, I went to what was then called Central Catholic High. And during my senior year, they changed the name of Central Catholic High to McGinnis High School. So I graduated from McGinnis High School in Oklahoma City.
In what year?
1959.
In high school, did you participate in any organizations or beyond your academic work?
I would say the most active and enthusiastic thing I did was go to dances. But I was also involved in the speech programs and the theater thing and all that. I was not an athlete. I did not play basketball or baseball. I wasn't the star of the football team or any of that stuff. I was just kind of the easygoing kid that made everybody comfortable. So I have found out from my classmates afterwards.
Were you funny?
Oh, yes.
So that got you into a lot of places.
All sorts of stuff.
Right.
Also, because my father was in the automobile business, when I was 16, I got a car. That made me very popular.
Maybe this is too early to ask this question, but you did go to seminary. We'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. When did you first feel called to the priesthood?
When I was 7 years old.
Okay. Talk about
that. It was very clear. The year I made my first communion, which is in the Catholic Church in those days, you made your first communion in the second grade when you were 7 years old. And my cousin was ordained a priest that same summer. And his ordination first mass was one Sunday, and the next Sunday was my first communion. So the connection of my life and his life were very close, and they were... His mother and my mother were sisters, and we were very close to them, and they were very close to us, even though they lived in Wichita and we lived in Oklahoma City. Surfaced then, it was a call that I was aware of, which most everything was kind of going fine. That's kind of what I was going to probably do, is go to the seminary. Then I was in the seventh grade and suddenly discovered that that person next to me is a whole lot more interesting than the guy that sits over here. The girl that sits over here is much more interesting. And so I kind of spent most of my 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grades having a good time. And I went to dances, I dated, I did everything that you do. And at the end of my senior year, or actually in the summer of that senior year, summer of my junior year, I decided that I really needed to find out if I was called to the priesthood. And it was pretty much in the summer between my junior and senior year in high school that I decided to apply to the seminary.
You decided. What brought you to that decision then?
Well, as I said, my father was in the automobile business. And at that time, he ran a Chrysler Imperial Plymouth agency in Oklahoma City. And I loved convertibles. And my father would bring a used car home every night. A convertible from the used car lot that I could drive all over town. And in those days, the Shriners in Oklahoma City, instead of having horses, had white Imperial convertibles that did all the things the horses used to do. Every two or three years, suddenly we had 20 white Imperial convertibles on the used car lot. So I drove that a lot, had a lot of fun. And I can remember one night when all that was finished, I took my girlfriend to the door, and then I got in the car, and as I was driving home, I can remember saying to myself, it's very clear, I was 17 years old. I said, there has to be more to life than this. There has to be. And that's when I decided I was going to try out and see if in fact I was being called to be a priest.